Morning all, so I'd give a very quick review of a new game that I've just picked up called Injustice Gods Among Us, and this is a fighting beat-em-up game created by NetherRealm, the guys who were responsible for the latest Mortal Kombat, Mortal Kombat 9. This one, you fight off as a number of superheroes and supervillains from the DC universe, so Batman, Joker, Harley Quinn, Bane, Catwoman. Actually, they're all Batman, but they're not, actually. There's Superman and Lex Luthor, Doomsday. Who else? Nightwing. That's another Batman one. They're all Batman. They're not actually all Batman. There are a lot more. Aquaman, Wonder Woman, Cyborg. Anyway, I shall stop listing out characters now. Deathstroke, Flash, that sort of thing. So, in this game, there's like two main modes. One is the story mode, wherein you play as all different characters, and you have to go through the story to sort of complete it. And the idea of the story is that the superheroes have kind of turned against us, or at least they're imposing world order by just being very powerful, and we can't really stop them. So you have to. So some of the superheroes are on our side, and some of them are not. In fact, some of the villains are on our side as well, which is interesting. And the way they get around the quandary of how does someone like Batman fight Superman is with nanotech, Kryptonian nanotech, to make the human body a lot more resilient and a lot stronger. So that kind of takes care of how you can fight each other. And then the other mode is basic one-on-one fighter until you reach the end boss, who is actually Superman in this instance. And it plays like a basic beat-em-up. So how does the game play itself? Well, I mean, I just fell in love with Mortal Kombat 9 when I got it at Christmas, and I was quite late to the party. But I absolutely loved it and played it for days and days and days. Since getting Injustice, I've already completed it with 5 characters. I don't think it's as good. It certainly, in my opinion, is not worth £35. That's not to say it's bad. I was trying to think earlier, like, what's gone wrong? What have they done wrong? I don't know, is the answer. I think they've tried to make it more simplistic. So, like, although each character, like, has unique abilities, they are quite similar to actually trigger off and use. And all the moves are kind of similar, and all the combos are kind of similar, which is good. You can pick up any character and sort of go for it, and I guess you can learn it a bit more deeply if you want to. But to me, it just feels like everything is quite similar, back and forth, back and forth. Also, some of the sound design is really, really questionable. So Superman, for example, who's a character that I love, when he flies around, he kind of goes, and that's not how he should sound. He's just going to go whoosh, like a whoosh or whoosh, you know, a big noise. He's a big guy. Like, he's 6'6", maybe 6'4". He's not a whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. That just sounds like a washing line. And just little things like that, which I'm just not very happy with. That's more a personal preference thing, I agree. And I think the visuals are probably quite good. But there's little things as well. Like whenever you win, or they win, you have to watch them do some little cinematic clip before they leave, which is really irritating after a certain amount of time, especially if it involves lots of words. That said, there's lots of goodness about it. I mean, there's lots of really good combos. Every character has a lot of superpowers based on their abilities. So Batman's got a lot of gadgets, Superman's got strength, and his heat vision, his freeze breath, and his regular super breath and things. Bane doesn't have any long-range attacks, but he's all very strong and he's very damaging. He's got his venom to boost him up. So there is goodness to be found there. It just doesn't feel as polished, I guess, as Mortal Kombat 9, which was really just. Sometimes I would lose fights on Mortal Kombat 9 just because I was so impressed with how a character sounds, and I thought, wow, they've got the voice and the moves just so dead on. I'd actually lose the fight because I was just in awe of what they were doing. This is not the case with this one. I might lose a fight because I'm being stupid, but I'm never sort of thinking, ooh, who's that? That sounds really interesting. Nor could I pick out, from MK, I could pick out who a character was, even if I didn't know them, just by their sound, if I'd never played them before.